My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeart Media. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is time for closing remarks. You know that, how we do it. This is our last break of the day.
But yeah, well, before we do that, I want to talk to Junior.
Huh? What's wrong?
Oh,
you
Junior, upset? What?
What'd you say? Just, you know, that damn sports segment, you know, what you was doing, it was Jackie Robinson Day, and then you asked me.
Yeah.
Did I ever meet Jackie Robinson? I was good.
I ain't get here to the 80s. I didn't know. I just figured, you know everybody.
But what is you just picking
old?
All old ass people that I've cheered on?
I just assume.
So you think because I just met every damn body?
Yeah, because I've been around. Yeah. I've seen you meet all these people. Like, you, did you ever meet Cab Calloway?
Yeah. Minnie the Mooch?
No, I ain't met no Cab Calloway. I ain't meet Ella Fitzgerald either.
Wait.
Yeah,
why is you offended?
Know, shocking. But you know what? Why are you picking all these old-ass people I'm going to meet? I can't tell you the people I ain't met. You know, might be a little, might be a little shocking to you, but
yeah.
I wasn't at the Last Supper. I know that probably throwing you a little bit, but I wasn't there either.
Okay, you know,
look close at the picture and see if you see me. Don't ask me about every critical event in history and then put me in it.
Why is you upset, though, Unc?
I'm upset?
You the oldest on the show. I just asked it was just a question. You ain't got to take it like that. I respect you, Unc.
He taking it the wrong way, Junior.
Yeah, he taking it wrong. It's just a question. You can
so
say
you
it
didn't now. Know you didn't know Christopher Columbus at all?
What?
Look at Tommy getting in it.
Yeah, man, I mean,
no,
this is gonna upset you.
We don't like him.
No, I mean, you know, man, just don't be going down all through Black history and just marking me down like I was there.
I bet Unc knows him.
He got to. I just thought about it. So
Marcus Garvey. Yeah. I know you know Marcus.
You had to.
I had to.
Not you had to.
You the oldest on the show. Okay.
You know, just simply because you don't know nobody but Jodeci. Let's just try to stop making me know everybody. It ain't got to be that way.
Okay. So let me ask you. I know you was at the Million Man March, right?
I was at the Million Man March.
Okay, so that's why I asked you, did you know Jackie? Because it's civil rights movement and stuff like that. I just asking. You was there for it.
Hey, let me tell you something else. I know this going to throw y'all. Uh-huh. I was not on the bus the day Rosa Parks refused to get up out of her seat. I wasn't on that damn bus. I wasn't waiting at the bus stop. I wasn't going, man, we're taking the bus so damn long. Ooh, she better get up and let that white man sit down. I wasn't over there making none of them damn remarks right
really?
There.
Really, Steve?
Yeah, I wasn't down there for none of that. I missed that too, Junior.
Okay.
I know you think, you know.
Look, let me tell you why I thought you knew Jackie Robinson, because you the most famous person I know. That's it. You the most famous person
I
know.
All so famous I figured, people don't know.
Hey, the speech, the greatest speech of all time, the I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1964 at the Mall on Washington.
Yeah.
I was alive then, but you know why I wasn't there, Junior?
Why you wasn't there?
Because my mom and daddy wouldn't let me ride my bike all the way to Washington, D.C. That's why.
Because you was a child?
Because I was 7. Now, what you going to do is stop marking me down all these great black moments like I was there.
I was, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I just, you know, I'm the
youngest. Now.
Because all I knew, every time I know you've been a grown-up the whole time I've known you.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I ain't even thinking about you being old.
When Wilt Chamberlain, this is sports, you like sports?
You know
when Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points, I wasn't there for that. Gee, I don't know every damn body.
Okay.
I appreciate you thinking a lot of me, but I just don't know every damn body, every damn thing. I wasn't at all the events.
You do appreciate that, huh?
I do. I'm sorry. Uncle, I ain't gonna make that mistake.
God.
I learned something today. That's what I learned. I learned you don't know everything.
Steve doesn't know everyone.
But you did walk over the bridge, though, right?
You was at the Paris Bridge?
Yeah. After the original people walked over the damn bridge. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm throwing white folks off the bridge if you run up on me at Pettus Bridge. Because you sure ain't throwing me off because I can't swim. It would be all kind of hell on that bridge right there that day. Because I don't do peaceful protests. That ain't what I do.
A mess.
Do not do peaceful protests. Love Martin Luther King, but that ain't really what I do. Once you kick me, I got to kick you back. That's how I was raised. I don't know what.
He said Steve Jr. made a mistake, so you really are mad at him right now.
Yeah, mistake. You know, I always think it out.
Thank you.
Unc, did you meet Jackie Robinson, the first black person to play baseball? Boy,
he made me stop breathing.
What?
Golly, man, I didn't know he was going
to
be there.
Now, you went to a Joe Louis fight, though, right? You did do that.
What? Joe Louis? Look at his face.
A Joe Louis fight. Y'all ignorant ass.
We ignorant, Joe.
Oh, my God. I didn't know he was
good,
man.
Junior said, I was just asking, Unc.
I ain't never seen the Rocky Marciano fight, in case you want to know that. Didn't do that right there. Let's just go on down a couple of things right there. Now. I wasn't a PA or working on the film crew when they shooting Color Purple. Wasn't in that. I wasn't a writer on the Flip Wilson show, just in case you want to know that.
Not that. Not Geraldine.
Wasn't involved in that. None of that. Never talked to Moms Mabley backstage at the Apollo. Missed that.
We gotta go, Steve.
Hey, man, y'all have a great day. And listen to me, stop talking to Junior, but do talk to God, because he'd love to hear from you.
You do know him.
Yeah. And God was there for all them events, Junior.
Amen.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeart Media. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. Is getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.